Welcome to Project Cargo Weekly. This is yet another interview of Project Cargo Weekly, and today's guest of honor is Mr. Dennis van Goh, Deputy Manager, Special Cargo and Projects with COSCO Shipping Europe in Hamburg. Welcome, Dennis. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Bo. Thank you for the chance to introduce myself here.
You are very welcome. Always a pleasure to have a representative for COSCO here. First and foremost, as I normally do with all my interviewees, Dennis, I let the accused have a say first. So please explain, how did you get into shipping in the first place? And how did you get into COSCO and leading up to your position now in Hamburg?
Yeah, thank you very much, Bo. I actually started with a forwarding background. That's where I came from as an apprentice here in Germany. I've then moved to study transport and logistics in Bremen for 2 years. From there, I moved to join Doigro in Singapore for a year. And from there, I went to a machining company in the north of Hamburg. Back to forwarding for a couple of years, and now I'm with COSCO since about 6.5 years. All the time within the special traffic and project department, and since this year I'm heading this department.
Okay, that's a very interesting career, especially the fact that you were a freight forwarder and now you're sitting on the other side of the table, so to speak.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it actually, it's a quite a good background because it gives me the chance to know what my customers now are looking for, and partly also what their customers are looking for.
That's clear. It's all, you also know if the forwarder is playing any tricks, you know.
aren't we always playing tricks?
Well, that's the business. Otherwise, life would be boring, I guess.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Tell me a little bit. COSCO is, of course, a huge Chinese state shipping line. And as you know yourself, I used to work for the agency many years, or I should say many kilos ago myself. Tell me about the containerization development of COSCO. You are now one of the leading ocean carriers of the world, aren't you?
Absolutely. We are now ranking third container carrier globally, if we are considering COSCO Group, which also includes our sister company, OOCL. In regards to TEUs that we can ship, we, of course, have a global network of container ships with our focus still being to and from the Far East, but of course other trades are as well being developed. That includes out of Europe to North and South America, intra-Europe, and all these trades are being developed by COSCO.
Okay, very interesting. So for example, COSCO, since the takeover of OOCL, is OOCL run separately? Or for example, let's presume I have a booking of, let's say 10 flat racks, I want to ship it, and the best position is an OOCL vessel. Will I book that with OOCL directly, or is it COSCO, or is there, have you been merged also office-wise now?
That would actually be your choice who you want to book this with. Okay. Also before the merger, we already had an alliance together with OOCL. So we do have a slot charter, vice versa. And whoever gives you the better rate or maybe the better on carriage or so on, that can be your partner for the booking.
Okay, that's clear. Can you tell me a little bit about the experiences that COSCO Shipping has in moving break bulk and OOG by container ships? Traditionally, break bulk cargo was carried by conventional vessels, containers by container vessels. But as we all know, in the last 10, 15 years, this has certainly changed. Are you having a lot of experience in moving OOG and break bulk cargo by your container fleet currently?
Absolutely. OOG is, of course, a standard product for us by now. Mm-hmm. And in the last past years, also break bulk cargo has developed more towards a standard. I would never call a break bulk shipment a standard shipment.
Right.
And as COSCO, we have a track record of performing break bulk on container vessel for more than 10 years already.
Okay.
So we were one of the first as well to join on this trend. As the European or the German agency here in Hamburg, our focus is, of course, moving cargo to and from Far East. but we have also started introducing this product on our intra-Europe services.
Okay, very interesting. For you sitting in Hamburg, I speak for some project freight forwarders, which, as you know, I represent a couple of networks of forwarders. And sometimes I feel that when they look at Costco Shipping, oh, it's such a huge organization, where to start, who to talk to. Of course, Costco has its agents and offices everywhere. But tell us about the organization in Europe. If there's an OOG or break bulk cargo to be shipped on Costco, is the center in Hamburg where you're sitting, you're the one to approach in this case?
Well, traditionally, Costco is having sales agents in each port or in each country. And of course, that would be the very first approach that we would like our customers to take.
Right.
But as the special traffic team in Hamburg, we do coordinate every break bulk shipment that's being moved to and from Europe. And we are in very close contact with our agents in Rotterdam, in Antwerp, in the UK, and also in the headquarters here in Hamburg to make sure that we have a smooth operation inbound and outbound.
Okay. And that means you have the pricing power locally. It's not like, let's say, in the old days that Shanghai had to accept or head office in China had to say yes. You have that power yourself now.
Unfortunately, no. that power is still with the headquarters in Shanghai.
Okay.
But we do have a very close relationship with the guys there. We are in daily exchange.
Sure.
And quite often they do tend to listen to our proposals that we make. Of course, they also need to take their costs into consideration. But yes, that's a very close and friendly relationship we have with them.
And of course, with modern communication tools, it's not like the good old days when we had telex and sometimes we couldn't get through. Now you pick up the phone and it's done, right? So then another question for you, Dennis. Costco, you have weekly sailings. What kind of alliance do you belong to in the Asia-Europe trade? Tell us a bit about that.
We are part of Ocean Alliance, which consists of OOCL, CMA, CGM, Evergreen, and ourselves. And we have various weekly sailings to Far East. I believe it's about 8 sailings that we have every week.
Wow.
Some of them operated, of course, by our partners, some operated by ourselves, some services jointly operated. And break bulk can go on primary on our own vessels and OOCL vessels. However, we also do have partners where we can book the break bulk cargo on.
Yeah, but of course it makes sense that since you have the operational control of your own fleet, then you can also take more decisions for inquiries, I suppose. And you have port captains and specialists surveyors to do the planning for break bulk cargoes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. We have all that locally here in Hamburg, okay. Both from the carrier side, as well as from the supercargo side. This is all being coordinated via our desk here.
Okay. Could you tell me some of the examples that Costco has carried to Asia of break bulk cargoes? I believe Airbus is one of them and perhaps a few other notable projects, just so our listeners and viewers can have an idea of the heavy pieces you've carried?
Yeah. Airbus is definitely one of our customers. This is actually not handled by our special traffic department. It's handled by a different desk, as it is a very regular and very continuous business.
Okay.
But we carry break bulk cargo from various forwarders, be it wooden cases, be it ships propellers, be it engines, be it rail wagons. Basically, we do have break bulk shipments on almost every week that we handle to and from Hamburg, Antwerp, and Rotterdam.
Okay, very good. Now, then another question, as you know, being a forwarder yourself in the past, you know that things are changing slowly now, or I should say rapidly. Some ship owners have a philosophy whereby they want to be the one-stop shop. They want to be forwarder, shipping line, and inland haulier. In other words, they want to do it all. How is the policy of Costco in dealing with the project freight forwarders? let's say I'm a forwarder, I come to you with an inquiry, you know who the shipper is, but will you protect me if I come to you with the inquiry and give me a fair treatment? You will not immediately contact the real shipper.
Well, you are my customer, and I hope that you don't only have this one customer that you have.
Yeah, sure.
So it would be in my very own interest to protect you as my customer. And not approach yours, because then the others that you have, you will also not come with their cargo to me. It is absolutely our policy to protect our customers, to give every customer the fair and even treatment when it comes to rates and offering, but we do not approach direct customers.
That's a very clear answer, and I think a lot of forwarders around the world are listening in and will appreciate that, because of course it's everything evolves and things are changing all the time, but I think it's important to know that it's a reliable and trustworthy carrier that you place your booking with. Do you see the biggest trade that you have out of Europe now is, of course, for Asia? You mentioned the Americas, you mentioned intra-Europe. Is that under the Costco brand name that you do intra-Europe? Or I've seen a name in the market called Diamond. Can you explain a little bit about your European services?
Yes, well, Diamond Line is our European carrier, but it's a 100% subsidiary of Costco. Mm-hmm. So this is our European brand, which we have set up in order to avoid confusion. Previously it was Costco Shipping Lines Europe and Costco Shipping Lines, and there was quite a bit of confusion which carrier is which, and to give some clarity to that, it was separated into Diamond Lines.
Okay, then I understand. Right, and now I saw in the news recently that, was it OOCL who just contracted or bought some 8 or 10 brand new giant vessels. What is the size of the vessels generally in the fleet that Costco has and OOCL has right now?
Well, at the moment, most of our vessels on the Europe-Asia trade have approximately 20,000 TEUs of capacity. Mm-hmm. From what I've seen, the step is towards 23,000 that OOCL has ordered. Growing up, it's getting bigger. When I started with Costco 6 years ago, the largest vessels we had was 14,000 TEUs, and that was already very large. And now we are exceeding that easily by 6,000 TEUs in every week.
Then on a quick note, just because of my own past, Dennis, I can tell you that when I started in 1984, many, many kilos ago, the biggest one was, I think, Fenher with 1200 TU.
That would be a European feeder by now, actually.
Yes. It's something you have to play with in your backyard, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible to think of this development. Are you also able as Costco to quote to inland destinations? Now, I don't mean just for break bulk and OOG, but for example, if I need a through rate with you from Hamburg to Chongqing, for example, which is, can it be done on a Costco bill of lading to final destination?
Certainly it can, yes. Okay. We do have various destinations within China, within Germany, within Europe, where we can go with through BLs on carriage from the main port. Will either be by barge, rail, truck, various modes of transport, especially in China, there are various transshipment hubs. And the example you just mentioned, Chongqing, would from Europe most likely be transshipped via Wuhan, mm-hmm. And Shanghai, and carry to Chongqing seaport, okay, or river port in that case.
Okay, so you could provide the forwarder with a through bill of lading and take the responsibility all the
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's very good to know, because China is still very big, and of course the more west you come, the more even it's very developed, the more kind of remote it seems, right?
So yes.
Then for the Americas trade out of Europe, can you elaborate a little bit on the services that you have there for the moment, just generally on Costco for North and South America?
We have various services which are going out of Bremerhaven with this joint agreement with other carriers. I believe we do operate one vessel on that service, our own. This is mainly used for general cargo and also OOG cargo on break bulk and projects. We prefer to stay on the Far East and intra-Europe trade due to the very limited space that we only can offer on the Americas trade.
That's clear. Is Africa a possibility via Costco out of Europe?
Not at the moment, no.
Not at the moment. And how about the Middle East?
The Middle East is also not an option at present. Okay. We do offer services to the Middle East as well, but this is all based on partner vessels where we have only a small allocation on.
Okay.
And therefore, we don't see this very suitable for larger projects and breakbulk and OG cargo.
Okay, it's clear. Out of the Europe also consists of the Med, the southern part of Europe. Is that controlled down by the Med, or is Costco Europe in Hamburg also looking after the Med when it comes to OOG and breakbulk?
Costco Europe is taking care of it, but we as agent in Hamburg, we are not. This is controlled by Europe and the agents in the Mediterranean.
Okay, so just to have your organization clear, you have Costco Europe, which let's say is the Costco branch in Europe, and then Costco has Costco Shipping, or Costco Europe has Costco Shipping then as, let's say, your local office, isn't it?
Absolutely correct. You do have a good background of Costco, as I can see.
And of course, you sit in the same building, and I mean, it's there's just a paper wall between you, I suppose.
Oh, well, actually, we have moved since the merger with China Shipping, which we had a few years ago.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Costco Europe is located in the building, which you probably know in Hamburg. And oh, yeah. As the German agency, we are located in the building which was previously inhabited by China Shipping down in the Hafen City.
Ah, right, that's right. Yeah, the Costco Europe is at Herrengraben, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. Now I understand. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, you're within arm's length, so to speak.
Absolutely. If it rains, we don't even need to take an umbrella with us.
No, that is clear. Do you sometimes in a non-COVID time managed to visit China yourself, and have you been there many times?
I've been there a few times prior to COVID, and actually I had a trip planned for this year as well, but COVID did make this impossible, and I'm hoping that it will be possible next year, maybe more towards the end of the year. Going to China is not the problem, the quarantine in China and when coming back is the issue, but that is definitely on the agenda to do that next year again, yes.
Right. Then since Costco is such a giant group, I mean, we could talk for hours about it, but just focusing on, let's say you have a bigger project, a really huge one. I believe that Costco also has a fleet of break bulk vessels that come regularly to Europe, don't they?
That's true. Costco Shipping Specialized Carriers is the name of that carrier.
Okay.
They are located in Guangzhou, and actually my team located here in Hamburg and Bremen is also offering the chartering rate and the freighting rate for those vessels. However, we do see those vessels mainly occupied with large lots at the moment, but they are of course also very interested in receiving project cargo inquiries of larger lots, yes.
Yeah. And that can be done, I mean, for all, both for time zone and to find the right contact, it can be done via you. And again, you have the direct link with the head office in Guangzhou.
Absolutely.
For that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm located up here in Sweden and I see from time to time some ships coming in with wind turbines and housing modules and full loaded from Asia and then discharging up here. Very nice to see brand new tonnage, Qian'en, Qianyu, Qianhui and so on. So, yeah, you really have the whole package, so to speak.
we certainly do. As a group, we have a variety of carriers. Within China, it actually goes up to ferries for persons that are being carried. So as a group, we have a very wide range of vessels. But as the European agent, our main focus is, of course, on the container vessels and on the multipurpose vessels.
Yes, that's clear. You mentioned that generally you have break bulk cargo or OOG basically on almost every sailing. So have you found that people understand that it's a possibility now to do? It's not something you have to convince them anymore.
We do see that a majority of people and a majority of forwarders have seen breakbulk on container vessel as a very interesting option. At the same time, we do see that Ro-Ro shipments are becoming very fierce competition when it comes to rates, to transit times.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I think the most interesting part of the breakbulk on container vessel is that We often have one heavy or very wide piece of break bulk plus various OOGs and box containers. And this combination under one bill of lading makes it very interesting for the forwarders and for the customers to choose for this option.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's clear. You don't have to split up the shipment, in other words.
True, and yeah. If there is a delay, you can just ship it a week later.
Yeah, yeah, that's of course a fantastic advantage compared to with a break bulk ship. You miss one, you got to wait another month or 3 weeks for the next sailing.
Yeah,
very, very clear. Which terminal do you call in Hamburg for with the Costco container ships?
In Hamburg, we call CTT, Container Terminal Tollerort.
Okay.
Where we have approximately 65 tons of lifting capacity, but anything exceeding that, we have the floating crane right next door to it. So anything heavier is also not a problem.
Right, and below deck is not a problem either. If it's well planned,
Below deck is actually our preferred storage position.
Okay.
First of all, to protect the cargo. Second of all, in our own interest, this is the place where we have the least loss of storage space.
Right.
So this is where we prefer to load our break bulk cargo.
Right. If I may ask you, you've been now with Costco for more than 6 years. It must have been, elaborate a bit, it must have been a fantastic voyage. China has developed so much, and as they say, 1 year in China is like 10 years in Europe, right? How do you feel after these 6 years?
Well, it has been a very interesting 6 years. I started in this department as a normal booking clerk and sales clerk, mm-hmm. and moved up within 6 years to head this department. Within 6 years, that's a quite fast moving pace that we are putting on. Also, if we are looking at the volumes that we ship on our vessels, be it containers, OOG, and break bulk, it has been a steady road upwards.
Okay.
So yeah. It's quite interesting, yes.
Yeah, but you, if I may say, you look like a happy man.
I am presently, yes.
It's what I normally say. I keep social distance here, and I don't help the kitchen in the kitchen with my wife because I keep social distance. So I'm a happy man. So who knows what's behind it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
but you seem to be genuinely happy there, and I also hear from various people in the market, also the forwarders that I represent in my other companies, that Costco has really come a long way and is really among there with the big ones, offering good services, quick responses, miles away from the old days.
Yes, I can imagine that, yes.
Yeah. So here at the end, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions still. Mainly concerning current situation, has COVID impacted this virus crisis? Has it impacted your business as well?
Well, it has definitely impacted the way that we work. Before COVID, it was impossible to think of working from home or working from anywhere else.
Yeah.
At present in Hamburg, we have less than 20% staff in the office,
okay.
with everyone else working from home and from their mobile working environment.
Yeah.
And we're looking... Yeah, at a quite good year this year, despite of COVID.
Okay.
I think you've heard this from others as well, that the container market is recovering quite fast.
Yeah.
And especially the Asia to Europe trade is developing very strong at the moment. So it has put an impact on us, but business-wise, I would say things have changed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that it has been a bad year.
No. Final question is, when there is a break bulk inquiry in the market, in order to speed things up and get a quick quote, can you give a rule of thumb? What is the basic information or you need in order to give a quick indication? Because often the customers, they just need to an indication what would be approximately cost. What is the basic info you need to quote, let's say, for a break bulk piece? Do you need always a drawing or a picture, or tell us what's the basic you need?
Well, we definitely need the dimensions and weight of the piece.
Yeah.
It would also be good to know, is it a wooden case? Is it an unpacked piece of machinery?
Right.
And then it entirely depends on the weight of the piece, what additional information we need. If you have a 40 to 50 or maybe 60 ton case, we can usually give an indication quite fast. if we are talking about anything heavier, be it engines, rail wagons, propellers, and so on, then of course pictures and drawings would be helpful in order to get handling acceptance from the port of discharge or the port of loading to see if this piece of cargo can be handled by a gantry or if we would need a floating crane.
Right, very clear, good answer. Very good. Right, but I think I've come actually to the conclusion. It's yes, you had answers to everything.
Thank you very much.
It's very good, and
probably because you asked the right questions.
Oh yeah. Of course, we don't tell our audience that we planned it in advance.
Okay.
No, but I want to say thank you very much, Dennis. Excellent.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you very much.
And to our viewers, readers, and listeners around the world, this has been yet another great interview, this time with well-renowned shipping line COSCO Shipping and Mr. Dennis van Gogh, head of special and project cargo in near the headquarters, I should say, or in COSCO Shipping's office in Hamburg, Germany. Please stay tuned for further interviews in the near future.